country sure as hell been going down the drain. We know what we need. We know who to blame. United Socialist States of America. Don't you just love that name? I'll keep the USA and y'all can keep the shame.
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. I wonder what Hank Williams Jr. would say about Occupy Wall Street. Thank you, Mr. Williams Jr., for Keep the Change. Love that song he just came out with. You can email me at bruce@bruceallen.com. That's Bruce and Sallon, S-A-L-L-A-N.com. You can tweet me at Bruce Allen, and you can like the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page, where over 4,000 dads and moms like us from all over the world. We have a special guest for the second edition of the Women's Room today, Britt McCallion. Britt has an MA, is an exhibiting artist, a radio show host, a best-selling author, an award-winning filmmaker, a multi-passionate entrepreneur. I love that, multi-passionate entrepreneur, and a lifestyle business coach. Known as the Smart Startup Coach for Lifestyle Entrepreneurs, Britt works with entrepreneurs to create action maps designed around your ideal life and business. She co-created Social Media Girlfriends with the absolutely wonderful Dabney Port. Is it Port or Porte?
Port.
Port, who I adore. And it's a wonderful tweet chat, which is held. When is it held, Britt?
It's the first Thursday of every month. And then it's just 24/7 in the stream, but we do an organized chat on the first Thursday of every month.
You're not competing with me in that time slot, are you?
No, that's why we only do it once a month.
I would be very upset with you, and all of a sudden we would be going to commercial if I found that out. What time is that once a month chat?
I think it's at 6.
Okay. All right. We're going to have to do something about it. All right. But if you, it's not that once a month tonight, is it?
No.
All right.
Yeah,
if you show up and you tweet 4,000 times tonight, you will be forgiven.
Okay. All right. I'll try.
All right. Welcome to the Bruce Allen Show, Britt.
Thank
it's a pleasure.
Thank you.
I want my listeners to know that Britt is a major, major player in social media. She is a writer. And all those different things I talked about are things she actually does and does well. And this part being really the fun part about doing a radio show and a live show is we've never spoke. We've never met. We have exchanged emails. We have exchanged tweets. But that's kind of the beauty of what goes on in the world today. I actually am now speaking live on the radio to someone I think I really know, even though we've never spoke. Isn't that bizarre?
Yes. I love it. That's the best thing about social media is that you really do connect with people on, you know, kind of a different level, and it's something that's new for this generation, you know, and it's something that's really interesting to then take it live, and it's something that, you know, we obviously encourage with Social Media Girlfriends, and then we're also working with men as well, with boys on Twitter, but, you know, I think it's really interesting to take that relationship from the social media sphere to the, you know, to the phone and to the radio shows and those type of things. So, yeah.
And even doing something radical like meeting somebody.
Oh, and that too. And yeah. That, and you know, going somewhere like Blog World and actually shaking hands with people. Yeah.
Well, Britt and I are probably going to meet next month at Blog World, where I will be hosting a dad panel on dad stereotypes in the media and what we can do about it. And Britt will be there hosting many meetings and basically shaking hands with all of her many thousands of admirers. We are talking about teens today, Britt, and
yeah.
My loose theme of the week is teens at war, and that is a metaphor for at war with each other, at war with themselves, at war with mom and dad. So where would you like to go with this, as well as possibly tying into what you're seeing among the parents and teens you know and their reaction to the Occupy Wall Street mania?
Yeah, it's really interesting. So I don't have any teens yet. I have a 12-and-a-half-year-old, so we're getting into
close
that.
Enough. Close
yeah,
enough.
And then I have a 10-year-old, and then I have a 6-year-old. So I'm kind of getting into the whole teen thing, but we definitely have hormones going on around here. So when I was reading the post on the war there, you know, with the teens at home, I'm definitely easing into that.
Yes, you will have – wait, you could have three teens.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yeah,
wow.
I think so, yeah. So we're, yeah, they're 6 years apart. So we'll have
absolutely.
A 13 and a 19. Yeah, so it's an interesting dynamic for sure. And then with the girls, you know, it's really different. But
how
yeah,
ironic that girls have become the teen girls are considered so much harder to raise than teen boys. Such the opposite of when I was growing up.
Yeah, well, you know, we've got the hormones and the emotions, and, you know, and it's interesting, you guys were just talking about social media, and my girls, my two older girls are on social media, and they know about what's going on, you know, it's like we just found out about Gaddafi, and, you know, we found out about Osama bin Laden through Twitter, and even Steve Jobs, for that matter, you know, and my kids did as well. So it's so interesting to see them learning about all of the things that are going on in the world. We don't turn on the news anymore because if you're involved in social media, you hear it first there.
Absolutely. So, you know, speaking of that, one of the things that I believe so strongly, and I can't imagine you won't agree with me, is you must know parents like I do that say, oh, I don't want to bother with Facebook. Oh, I don't want to do Twitter. I don't need it. Yep. And my argument is you need it because your kids live there.
Yeah.
And if you don't do that, you will not know what's going on in their life. That's like not knowing where they go to school, not knowing who their friends are. If you are not part of that world, you are not being the best mom or dad you can be.
Exactly. And the other thing is that with things like Facebook and the changes that happen so often, we have to know what's going on there because, and we need to know how to operate Facebook and we need to know about settings and things like that because you can find out a lot about your kids by going on their Facebook profile. But if they have certain settings so that you can only see certain things, you know, you have to be able to know about that.
And You bet.
And, you know, Dabney Port has a lot of stuff to say about this topic because she's so knowledgeable and she herself does have two teens as well. So
tell Dabney I want her on my show.
Will. It's funny. I just told her that I was going to be on the show right before and she said, tell Bruce I want to be on a show.
Tell her just to give me a date and she'll be on.
Yeah.
I love
she's
her.
So entertaining. I know. She's so fun. But, you know, it's true. You really do need to know what's going on in social media so that you can, you know, kind of know what's going on with your kids because a lot of times they don't want to tell you exactly what's going on, but they will let you see their Facebook profile.
Okay, so, now this is where I have what I think is the best advice ever. And I wonder if you've ever heard this.
Let's hear it.
This is my thing. I'm not saying that someone else hasn't come up with it. I advocate very strongly that mom and dad should be on their kids' Facebook pages. They should be friended, as it were.
Yes.
But this is the most important rule. No matter what they see, good or bad, mom and dad never, ever post anything on their kids' wall.
Yeah.
Okay, this means, for instance, let's say your daughter puts up a really cute picture of her as a cheerleader, and she just looks wonderful. You can't even put, you are so beautiful, darling.
Mm-hmm.
Because what happens the moment you do it, let alone they do something, they say a bad word, and you like go, I can't believe you did that.
Yeah.
If your presence is known to their friends, you will get blocked. You will get unfriended. So what you do with that is you insist on being their friend. They will forget you're ever there as long as you never say anything.
Yeah.
And that's how you'll learn.
I think that's great.
So I think that's really important. And if they get the computer and they say, I don't want you to be my friend, you go, okay, then buy your own computer.
Mm-hmm.
You pay for the cell phone bill. I mean, these are some of the boundaries, some of the things we as parents just have to do.
Yeah.
You won't necessarily be their best friend all the time, but you'll be their best parent, which is another one of my favorite sayings. Be the best parent, not their best friend.
I completely agree with that. Now, do you talk to your kids if you see something on their Facebook page that's questionable?
Yes. But I have told them that I believe I've told them this rule that I have, that I'm not allowed to say anything. They go, oh, we don't care, we don't care. And I go, I don't care that you don't care. Your friends will care. So they know that I see things. So my older son has a tendency to occasionally post slightly inappropriate pictures. Facebook doesn't allow anything horribly inappropriate. But more problematic to me is that he'll swear a lot.
Yeah.
And I keep on telling him, swear all you want in private. Everything you put out in social media is permanent.
Mm-hmm.
And don't think that employers don't vet you.
Exactly.
So in that regard, I will point things out. But I am so careful because I don't want them to make those settings so I'm not there.
Yeah.
Now, what happens is my older son, the one that does swear, he posts on my wall all the time. He tags me in pictures, but it's always him. It's never me. And I'll do a comment only when it's on my page, my profile.
Yeah.
Brett, is there any chance you can hang on for the next segment? Because it's a short one, but I'd love to get a little more time with you.
Absolutely.
Are we out of time, Richard? We are out of time. Quickly, just so we have it, where can my listeners find you?
Well, the best place is socialmediagirlfriends.com.
Okay, socialmediagirlfriends.com.
Yes.
Okay, we will be back with Britt McCallion after these messages and our closing segment.
the negative. Latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In-Between.